Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The Johannesburg Philharmonic Orchestra celebrates its 25th anniversary. That's with the Spring Symphony season, opening with a special gala concert jointly performed by the Johannesburg and KwaZulu-Natal Philharmonic Orchestra. Concerts run from the 30th of October until the 20th of November. That's at 7:30 each Thursday evening, and that's taking place at the Linda Auditorium. Don't miss these memorable live performances featuring world-renowned conductors and soloists. For season ticket bookings, go to info@jpo.co.za and single concert tickets through Quicket. Right, we were talking a little bit earlier, it's almost travel season when South Africans start saying, you know what, let's pick that up in January. But I was asking you if you thought that it's too soon, but I think that's already going to start happening. But we also wanted to talk about behavior and how you dress in public spaces, on aeroplanes, etc. And I really, we've got a reputation at the Morning Mayhem. I don't want you running around looking terrible, telling people that you're Morning Mayhem listeners. So we decided to bring in an expert. Let's talk about awkward but necessary long haul flights. With me is Courtney Clue. She's the owner and director of the School of Etiquette, one of South Africa's go-to voices about how to behave in public spaces, including aeroplanes. A very good morning. Thank you for joining us. I'm hoping you're well.
Thanks. Good morning, Howard.
So let's talk about etiquette. So I've got this issue that I always say to and it started off with my family, that where someone's getting dressed for a long flight and they look terrible. And I say, why are you dressing like that? And they say they want to be comfortable. I said, well, you can look nice and comfortable. You're going to meet hundreds of people along the way. You're going to be at airports. You're going to be in lounges. You're going to be on aeroplanes. Why do people have to look their worst when they're traveling? What is
right? It's almost like they're in their pajamas, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And we need to put a stop to it.
Yes, I agree. So if I could share a couple of things that I think would help people when it comes to clothing themselves. Mm-hmm. The first thing that not many people realize is when you're traveling, particularly in airports, you should be in closed shoes. And that is for hygienic purposes. And something, so we see a lot of people in slip-slops. And once again, people are taking this very, very casual form of dress when actually you should be dressing what we would call casual smart, which is, you know, 70% casual with 30% smart. So we want to see closed shoes. We generally would like to see on adults, not on kids, but a short sleeve or a cap sleeve at minimum. And, you know, there's all these wonderful new dress codes these days called loungewear that's actually pretty smart and pretty comfortable. So if you are trying to go for a comfortable look and feel, you're going for a matching two-piece loungewear set for ladies, and for men, you're going with, you know, your jeans or your chinos and t-shirts.
So flip-flops definitely not an option. Can guys wear, if you're going on holiday to Mauritius, for example, can the guys fly in short pants?
Yes, shorts are acceptable. Absolutely.
Okay, guys, I hope you're writing this down, hey, because because this is important stuff. You can wear shorts, but shoes, proper shoes. Look, I mean, tackies or sneakers, whatever it would be.
Correct. Slip-ons, whatever it is. A comfy shoe, but a closed shoe. And, you know, when it comes to international flights, you know, there's this question, do we need to change? Do we have to brush our teeth? So,
yes.
You know, the it comes down to this. Let's talk about business travel for a second. So when it comes to business travel, you are making sure that when you step off that plane, whether you're seeing people or not, you're dressed at a minimum smart casual, which means that you are to the bathroom, you are brushing your teeth, you are freshening up, maybe using some deodorant, maybe it's a shirt change.
And in fact, even for men, a lot of the new trousers, the Lululemon type of things, actually are very, very comfortable and look decent even after a long haul flight.
Exactly. So you're going with, ideally you want to go with things that don't crease or crinkle easily. So linen, unfortunately, is not a good traveling option, but cottons and bamboos are very nice. But yes, the one thing that I want to get across, business travel, you're looking smart casual, you're stopping, you're doing a refresh, you are brushing your teeth. When it is, a leisure travel, this rule doesn't, it's not a hard and fast rule then. So, generally we would say you don't need to have a change of clothes. I always say have an extra change of clothes, especially if your bag
For
doesn't arrive
sure.
on the other end. I'm sure everyone's had that situation. But really, on the leisure side, it's up to you. But my feeling is a freshen up, a teeth brush, a face wash, deodorant is a necessity for long flights.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, can people stop walking around the airport with those sleep cushions around their neck? I mean, not every, what do you think, everyone has like, what is it, it's narcolepsy, that they're going to suddenly fall asleep walking in the airport building?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So how do South Africans do in general, by the way? How do we look in terms of our national standard of travel.
We're generally more on the casual side. So there's definite room for improvement. And something else is that I'd like to just chat about is general travel etiquette. So,
Yes.
if we're getting onto a plane, greeting the person that's sitting next to you politely when you take your seat, just a quick
Absolutely.
acknowledgement. One thing that is beautiful about South Africa is that we are a connected people. We make eye contact. We do engage, whereas you won't see that a lot with the European countries. But just to remind us, lean in, be polite. It doesn't mean you have to engage in a conversation. And if you do, read the social cues of the person. I'm sure we've all been on a flight where we've been stuck talking to someone who just doesn't pick up the cues. So if someone's, getting their book out or putting their earphones in or starting to break eye contact and looking away, it's generally an indication that they want to disengage now and sit in silence. And the other thing is, and something that SAF Air has done very well, is making sure that people now leave row by row. But in
Yes.
general, let the people in front of you exit their seats first. This big tussle to try and get off the plane or to rush to stand and then wait to leave is ridiculous. Be polite, be respectful, let the person in front of you leave their seat first.
And I see that Gail says, and not too much perfume, and nothing worse than sitting next to a person who's drenched in the stuff or smells of stale perfume.